This is Fresh Air. The new Mexican movie Totem, which opens this week, tells the story of a birthday party at which a young Mexican girl learns a profound new truth about life. Totem was written and directed by Lila Aviles, whose debut feature was the prize-winning The Chambermaid. Our critic at large, John Power, says it's the work of a big talent who's come into her own.
There's a scene in the movie adaptation of Michael Cunningham's novel, The Hours, when Virginia Woolf is talking to her husband, Leonard, about the book that would become Mrs. Dalloway. After she tells him she's going to kill off a major character, Leonard asks her why. "Someone has to die," she replies, "in order that the rest of us should value life more." The same tangle between life and death takes center stage in Totem, the radiant second feature by the terrific Mexican filmmaker Lila Aviles. Set over the course of a single life-changing day, this ensemble film thrums with a lively, chaotic intimacy. Heartrending without being sentimental, it offers an even more touching vision of Mexican family life than you got in Alfonso Cuarón's Roma. Our heroine is Sol, played by Naima Senties, a 7-year-old girl who, unlike most movie kids, is neither cute nor sassy, but exudes a natural watchfulness and gravity. As the action begins, she's surrounded by brightly colored balloons in a car with her mother, who tells her to hold her breath and make a wish. Sol wishes for Daddy not to die. It's not clear whether she knows what his dying really means. We soon reach her grandfather's, a large middle-class house where the family is preparing to have a birthday party for Sol's father, Tona. That's Mateo Garcia, a 30-something artist who's being devoured by a terminal disease. Sol keeps asking to see him, but is told she must wait. The emaciated Tona remains sequestered with his nurse, fighting pain and mustering the energy to face the guests who keep arriving to celebrate him. Sol passes the time watching the adults, while her aunt Alejandra is busy dyeing her hair. Her other aunt, Nuri, is making a cake that looks like a Van Gogh painting, lubricating her efforts with glasses of wine. Out in the garden, Grandpa is obsessively pruning a bonsai that he will give to Tona as a present, though both know this gift will outlive the recipient. As the hours go by, the house gets fuller and rowdier, complete with family bickering and in-jokes. Yet we never forget that death is also a guest at the party. At one point, Sol takes her mom's phone and asks Siri, "How will the world end?" Now, whenever I tell my friends they just have to see Totem, they always say something like, "Wow, a movie about death. Sounds fun." In fact, the movie isn't remotely funereal. Aviles fills its fleeting 95 minutes with all sorts of nifty stuff. There are scorpions and drones, a scene-stealing cat, a spirited pantomime from a Donizetti opera, and even a visit from a scamming psychic, who Alejandra has hired to cleanse the negative spirits from the house. "I also sell Tupperware," she announces. Now, Aviles first came on the world scene with her 2018 feature debut, The Chambermaid, a smart, witty story about a woman doing drudge work at a luxury hotel in Mexico City that felt as inhuman as the spaceship in 2001. She spreads her wings even wider in Totem, which tackles many more characters and traces more flickering emotions. In following Sol's long day's journey into night, when the birthday boy finally appears and she finally gets to see her father, Aviles deftly juggles Sol's childish view with the complexity of what the adults are going through. Graced with Diego Tenorio's luminous camera work, Aviles moves from character to character with enormous delicacy, revealing gossamer threads of personal connection, and like a crack portraitist, catching faces at their most revealing. Like Virginia Woolf, she's attuned to the richness of the fleeting moment. Even as we feel Tona's pain, and the pain of those who yearn to forget they're going to lose him, Aviles fills Totem with the pulsing fecundity of the natural order. Gaudy flowers and busy insects, sly cats and dopey-faced goldfish, not to mention the human beings who've assembled to soften their grief. At the heart of it all is Sol, who comes to a piercing awareness of the thrilling and chilling polarity of being alive. In the end, Totem isn't really a movie about death. It's a movie about living.
John Powers reviewed the new movie Totem. If you'd like to catch up on Fresh Air interviews you missed this week, like our interview with actor Tracy Ellis Ross or journalist Simon Schuster about his new book on the war in Ukraine, based in part on the time he spent with Volodymyr Zelensky, Check out our podcast. You'll find lots of Fresh Air interviews. And to find out what's happening behind the scenes on our show, and for films, TV shows, and music our producers recommend, subscribe to our free newsletter at whyy.org/freshair. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Roberta Shurrock, Anne-Marie Baldonados, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Simon, Teresa Madden, Seth Kelly, and Susan Yukundi. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Thea Challoner directed today's show. Our co-host is Tanya Mosley. I'm Terry Gross.